You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Judge Jeanine Pirro made an opening statement on Fox News December the 5th of this year, 2015, and she was talking about the San Bernardino terrorist attack and said it was the deadliest attack that we've had since 9/11. And she said, now it's time to pull out all the stops and begin to fight for our survival and our way of life. And she had a plan. It was there, she gave 5 points that she said was about, not about politics, but about being safe, and it was about surviving. I just want to give you one of the points and discuss it for a short time. And the number one point was get a gun, buy one legally, learn how to shoot, and be primed to use it. I don't care if you get a long gun, a handgun, a revolver, a semi-automatic. And then she gave the other points and concluded by saying, we are living in a dangerous time. The jackals are at the door. Now, I thought that was quite a powerful opening statement. I just read a little part of it to you, but it went viral on social media, and it received 63 million views. 63 million. Now, that certainly is a revealing statistic, because what is alarming the American people? Why all the anxiety and the fear, and why all the desire to go out and buy guns? Lots of guns. Well, we are living in a dangerous time, and I want to show you why. I want to show you why and how we can solve our problems in this dangerous time. And believe me, it's the only solution, because God tells us so. There's one dual prophecy that will show you that, or actually one scripture, Daniel 8 and verse 12, that I want to discuss today, and it is a dual prophecy. If you look at Daniel 12 verses 4 and 9, it says that the book of Daniel is only for this end time. It's only for today. Now, God's people have to know, God's very elect, have to know and understand this prophecy, or somehow it's just all in vain. So somebody has to understand it and have it revealed to them by God so that we can proclaim a message. That's what the Bible says. So let's take a look first of all at Daniel 8 and verse 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. Now that's Antiochus. Almost all the Bible authorities agree on that. There was an Antiochus at that time. And I want to show you the duality here in just a moment. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. That's from the verse 10 from the Revised Standard Version. And it reads, of the host of the stars, or God's own people are helped by the stars, are angels of God, or angelic armies, if they desire that help and are obeying God. Now, if they're not obeying God, they won't get that help. But this evil, invisible power stamped upon them, that is, upon God's people, because they didn't have God's protection like they should have. Now, the reason being is they were transgressing it, the Bible says, transgressing God's law. Strong's Concordance defines host this way: a mass, quote, a mass of persons, especially organized for war, and soldiers, army. The expression also means to muster soldiers for warfare. Host can refer to an army of demons, angels, or men. God has an army of angels and saints. Satan has an army of demons and men, in this case, sinning saints. turning away from God. Yea, he magnified himself even against, it should read, the prince of the host, and by him the daily was taken away, it should read, it's the work of God, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. That's verse 11. And it's written in military terms, and it's the prince of the host is Jesus Christ himself. So Christ is involved in this, and how is he involved? Well, he's going to reveal to his very elect what this means here in Daniel. And we have the Daniel book that we'll send you that explains this in detail, and you can prove it all to yourself. This Antiochus took over God's church from within, an Antiochus type, and I'll give you a little more information about him, but he was one of the most deceitful leaders talked about in the Bible, a very evil man. And then verse 12, here's where the dual prophecy is, and an host, that's a demon army now, was given him against the daily sacrifice or the work of God by reason of transgression. He could get to the people of God because they were transgressing God's law. And it, the demon army, cast down the truth to the ground and practiced and prospered. So the power wasn't really in Antiochus. The power was in this demon army or Satan the devil. And host, his demon army, was given to Antiochus, a man, against God's people who were transgressing. Transgressing, and it was able to cast down the angelic army, what the angelic army was doing, because there were so few of God's people obeying God, and God would not protect them and empower them if they weren't obeying him. So there is a war going on here, a real invisible war. You see, this power is not from Antiochus. The power is from that demon army. Satan has power. Demons have power. And God is writing about all of that. And yet most people don't believe this, or they would understand Daniel. This is important to understand if we're going to solve our problems in this dangerous time. Something is not right in America. And many American people will tell you that. They think America is off track or going in the wrong direction, and they're right. They're right. We are going in the wrong direction as a nation. So it's not what you see that we need to be concerned about. Most of all, it's the invisible or what you don't see that you need to fear most of all. You need to fear that. And certainly in this context, a gun would not solve your problem there, obviously. It takes something much more than that to help you in this situation. So what you have here, first of all, are invisible armies. You have an army of angels helping God's people, as they always do, as long as they're obedient. And today there's only a little remnant of God's people, about 5%, that have remained faithful to God, and the rest of them turned away, according to the Bible. And again, we'll prove that to you, but there's also an army of demons. There is an army of demons that are able to move into God's own church and conquer it simply because of the transgression of the people, because they were sinning against God. That's what this is all about. God uses a man to be the physical leader today in his work. But there's an angelic army there, and God is using his power through them. It's not the power of any man, it's the power of God. I mean, the awesome power of God, which makes Satan no match for him whatsoever. God can take care of him easily, but he won't do it unless we have faith, unless we trust God. He simply won't do it. The real power then of the man Antiochus is not his, but by it's Satan and the demons, this demon army. Now, how many people really believe this today? How many people even really believe in the devil? And yet, Daniel did and risked his life in his faith in God many times. But it's only going to work for us if we do not, if we're not just forsaking God. Then if we do that, of course, God will not help us. But remember, Daniel is a book just for this end time. And you have, so you have a prophecy for this end time. First of all, it's directed to spiritual Israel, the church. Secondly, and specifically, it's directed to two nations that have the name of Israel in this end time. And that's all explained in our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy. And you can understand that. And the name of Israel is not on the little Jewish nation in the Middle East. That is actually, biblically, Judah. And Jew is just short for Judah. But the two nations that have the name of Israel, according to your Bible, the Old Testament and the New, is America and Britain. Now, that's explained, as I said, in our book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. But because of the sins of spiritual Israel, Antiochus was able to make inroads into God's church and even stop the work altogether for 1,150 days. And that's explained in our booklet on Daniel. The good news is that all of this leads, I'm telling you, it leads directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's going to have to stop all this terrible, these terribly dangerous times unless we repent, and there's no indication that's going to happen. No indication at this point. But the duality is what we need to be concerned about. Where, you see, there has to be an Antiochus type that actually comes on the scene, is prophesied to come on the scene and do some, well, things that shouldn't be done, contrary to what God would do and would want us to do. So we have a booklet, America Under Attack, that we want to give you that will explain all of that to you in detail, how it all happens and how it all unfolds and how it's going to make the times more dangerous by far than they are now if we don't learn from what God says in these prophecies. We have to heed what God says. Why is America having so many problems in such dangerous times? Let me read to you from this booklet, America Under Attack. Here is a quote from that booklet. In 168 B.C., Antiochus pillaged and desecrated the Jews' temple in Jerusalem. Quote, throughout the turbulent changes of its past history, Warren Keller writes in The Bible as History, Israel has been spared none of the horror and ignominy which could befall a nation. But never before, neither under the Assyrians nor under the Babylonians, had it received such a blow as the edict issued by Antiochus Epiphanes, by which he hoped to crush and destroy the faith of Israel. Now that's why Antiochus could get to God's church today. And that's why another Antiochus can get so much control of what's happening in America, according to this prophecy. It's because of the transgressions, because of the sins of the people. We don't have the faith we once had. We don't have the faith that our founding fathers had. And our faith in America is being destroyed in the spirit of Antiochus. That's what the problem is. And that's what we, it seems, will not accept. But it's the only way we can solve our problems. We have to have a power, a much greater power than Satan and the demons. And we don't have it if we're sinning and transgressing God's law. Let me give you another quote. The obvious question arises, why would God allow such a terrible thing to happen? The answer is back in Daniel 8 and verse 12. That verse describes this satanic spirit army wreaking destruction within God's church. And notice it says it was by reason of transgression. The sins of the people gave Satan his opening. Their prayers to God are not being answered. That is why Antiochus can do all his dirty work, because there's so much sin going on inside Israel. The sin within gave the devil his opening. Once Satan got inside, he went right into the sanctuary, working through the leaders at the top, and cast the truth to the ground. That is how Satan destroyed God's church. And I'm telling you, it's the way America itself is being destroyed. It's dual. This is aimed at both Israels, the spiritual Israel and those two nations of Israel. And we can prove every bit of that to you. And we want you to study and not take our word for any of this, but look to God and what He says. And I'm telling you, if God says the American people are to blame, I'm not blaming leaders or one political party or another political party. God says the people are to blame because they're transgressing, all of them. And that's what we have to deal with if we're ever going to solve our problems. Notice John 8 and verse 44. It says, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him." No truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. That's all he speaks is lies. "For he is a liar and the father of it." Now, why is there no truth in him? Well, because he hates God and has totally rejected all truth from God. That's how evil this being is. He's rejected totally everything God believes. Now, that's not something to take lightly. I want to read you something written by Herbert Armstrong in 1956. Here's what he wrote. It was about how Russia was waging a kind of World War III against America. Quote, "A psychological warfare of propaganda, infiltration, subversion, demoralization. It is a warfare that has attacked our minds and our moral and spiritual values rather than our bodies and our earthly possessions. It's our spiritual values that are being attacked." And this was written in 1956, over 50 years ago. He said, "It's a kind of warfare we don't understand or know how to cope with. It uses every diabolical means to weaken us from within, sapping our strength, perverting our morals, sabotaging our educational system, wrecking our social structure, destroying our spiritual and religious life." And has it ever worked? That's what's wrong with America. That's why we're off track. And we won't get back on track until we understand that. Weakening our industrial and economic power, demoralizing our armed forces, and finally, after such infiltration, overthrowing our government by force and violence. You see, that was a communist plan. And there's still, that spirit is here today, and it's like Antiochus, it's attacking our faith. And how many people really believe God? Christ asked, well, when He comes the second time, will He find faith on this earth? Well, very little. I can answer that for you. On January 27th, 2013, there was a Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning commentary. And I just want to read you just a short quote here. The constitutional law professor, was saying that the only way to solve our problems is we need to abandon the Constitution. He says, if we are to take back our own country, we have to start making decisions for ourselves and stop deferring to an ancient and outdated document, said Lewis Michael Seidman. And he said, well, how can we live by what people documented like 200 years ago? But look, I'll tell you what this is. This is lawlessness. That is the supreme law of the land. And this type of anti-constitutional reasoning is suddenly becoming quite popular. And why is that? Because of our degeneration and our lawlessness that we're getting into. We're not obeying the laws of God. We're transgressors, like it says in Daniel 8 in verse 12. And he's talking to Israel. The whole Bible is about Israel. And then bringing the others into that same context and that same calling. But it's about Israel. And today, it's pointed directly at two nations. Well, anyhow, one of the great experts on the Constitution was Judge Bork, and in this booklet on America Under Attack, you can read all about that. But I just wanted to point out what I wrote here. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, much of it based on biblical principles. That means we are descending into deadly anti-God lawlessness. Now that's where the problem is in America. The Constitution was established and created by men who had a lot more faith than what we have today, and based a lot of that document on the Bible itself. Now certainly it's not perfect by any means, and it needs to be corrected in some ways, of course. But let me tell you, if we get totally away from that, we're going to get totally into human reasoning, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, it says in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. That's what we'll get into. And then, of course, as Judge Bork said, it just lets, if you don't have belief in that, then you have just chaos and anarchy. That's what you have. But again, there are biblical principles in that document. And Satan says, it says in John 8 and verse 44, that he has no truth in him. He hates every bit of truth of God. And John 17, verse 17 says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of God. And Satan is trying to destroy it through Antiochus's. That he uses a man just like God does and tries to destroy the faith of the people. And if you can destroy the faith of the people, you can destroy the nation, just as Satan has already destroyed God's church in this end time. He destroyed it. And God had to raise up another little remnant. Only a little remnant was left. But look, just logic alone tells you that the Constitution has quite a lot of the truth of the Bible weaved into it, and Satan hates it, and he's doing everything he can to destroy it. And when he destroys that, America, well, where are they going to be? They're going to be in a far worse trouble than they are today. I'm telling you, on a certain level, you might want to get a gun, but the problem I'm talking about, you cannot solve with a gun. You have to have something more than that to even begin to do anything. Because this is about faith in God. It's about using the power of God. It's about praying to God and getting through to God because you're obeying Him. And your whole life will be revolutionized and made wonderful and joyful, and you'll have peace. And you won't have anxiety, and you won't have fears, except the fear of God, which is just to keep you obedient so you will be happy. Within the law of God, you're always happy. Well, anyhow, the Constitution, I mean, what is happening there is really, really very tragic. Well, this goes on to talk about the last end in Daniel 8. And even goes down to verse 25 where it talks about that Jesus Christ returning and smashing all of this evil and establishing the rule of God on this earth. And you can read in Revelation 12 where it says that Satan has been cast down and he is full of wrath because he knows his time is short. Why is it short? Because he knows that Jesus Christ is going to return to conclude all of these dangerous times, put a stop to them, and bring men the peace and joy and happiness that they ought to have. And they are going to have. God is going to make sure it does happen in spite of man. Even if we don't repent, God is going to bring us that kind of peace and happiness and just the wonderful kind of life that all of us really want. We want the good things of life, and God wants to give us those good things, but we're living in a way where we're destroying them. We're being cursed rather than blessed by God. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
God hid the meaning of the book of Daniel from its author. He has finally unsealed this message in the end time. Daniel exposed how Satan always directs his most ferocious attack against God's people. To counteract the assault, God gives his loyal remnant a special understanding of the adversary. Request our free booklet, Daniel Unsealed at Last, to see how Satan is using the same destructive strategy in America as he did within God's church. Study this powerful booklet to increase your urgency in supporting the most important message this world has ever heard. America has taken a dramatic turn for the worse under the current presidential administration. Request our free booklet, America Under Attack, to uncover the evil spirit being behind America's fall. This booklet also explains the shocking reason why traumatic events in this world have drastically increased in the past 30 years. Discover Satan's motivation for attacking God's church and the nation of Israel most of all. Prove that America's problems are not the fault of any man, political party, or demon army, but are actually a result of our own sins. All our literature is available free of charge, with no cost or obligation to you. Order today. You will also receive a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. The latest issue features analysis of America's radical leadership and where it's taking us, plus stories about the Paris terrorist attacks, Canada's undemocratic dynasty, the fearsome Vladimir Putin, and much more. The Philadelphia Trumpet. Understand your world. All our materials are available free of charge with no cost or obligation to you. Order today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.